This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said he will ask Americans to wear masks for 100 days when he assumes office January 20th. Biden made the comment in an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper Thursday. Biden also said he thinks we'll see a significant reduction in coronavirus cases that have surged to record numbers in recent days, with a corresponding rise in daily death tolls. Overall, more than 14 million people have been infected and more than 275,000 have died of COVID-19 in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is joining three other living former presidents in encouraging Americans to get a COVID-19 vaccination shot as soon as it becomes available. Former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all agreed to get vaccinated on camera to help instill confidence in Americans to get the injection. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control vaccine advisors are recommending healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities be first in line for any coronavirus vaccines that get emergency authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. French President Emmanuel Macron Thursday proposed a donation mechanism to make COVID-19 vaccine available to priority groups of people in developing countries. In a pre-recorded speech before the UN General Assembly's first special session on COVID-19, Macron said the initiative aims to deliver the vaccine independently of its origin. Several members of a group of scientists that advised the Dutch government on managing the COVID-19 pandemic have received threats, local media reported Friday. Multiple experts on the OMT Scientific Committee found threatening letters have been left in their letterboxes at home, according to a news website. This is VOA News. America's top infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci, has apologized for suggesting British authorities rush their authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine, saying he has great faith in the country's regulators. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Fauci, in an interview, said British regulators hadn't acted as carefully as the US Food and Drug Administration. He then said late Thursday he'd meant to say US authorities do things differently than their British counterparts, not better. But his comments weren't phrased properly. This week, Britain's regulatory authority gave temporary authorization for people to receive a vaccine produced by American drug maker Pfizer and American company BioNTech. The agency made the decision under rules allowing regulators to sign off on medicines more quickly during public health emergencies. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. prosecutors are discussing a deal with lawyers for Huawei finance chief Meng Wanzhou to resolve criminal charges against her, signaling a potential end to a case that has strained ties between the United States, China, and Canada. Meng was arrested in Canada in December 2018, and a U.S. warrant on charges of misleading banks about Huawei's business in Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. The Wall Street Journal was first to report the possible deal, which would follow nearly 2 years under house arrest in Canada while she's fought extradition to the U.S. Further negotiations are expected to take place Friday. A Chinese spacecraft lifted off from the moon Thursday night with a cargo of lunar rocks, beginning the first stage of its return to Earth. The unmanned spacecraft was China's third to land on the moon and the first to take off from it again. It's the latest in a series of increasingly ambitious Chinese space missions. The country also has an orbiter and rover headed to Mars. The United Nations Commission on Narcotic Drugs voted Wednesday to remove cannabis and cannabis resin from a category of the world's most dangerous drugs, which would impact the global medical marijuana industry. Wednesday's vote does not clear UN member nations to legalize marijuana under the International Drug Control System. Canada and Uruguay have legalized the sale and use of cannabis for recreational purposes, but many countries around the world have decriminalized marijuana possession. A fire spokesman said a large blast in a warehouse near Bristol in England caused multiple casualties Thursday. The explosion took place at a waste treatment facility. The cause of the blast is under investigation. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.